I'm going to read the agenda, and then we'll entertain a motion to approve. Roman number one is approval of the agenda. Well, let me start. This is the April 23rd, 2018 meeting of the Quorum VO Advisory Committee on Accessible Transportation. Roman number one is approval of agenda. Number two is action items. Under that, we have approval of the October 24th, 2016 ACAP meeting minutes. Number two, amendments to the 2040 Total Mobility Plan. And three, amendments to the FY 2018-2021 Transportation Improvement Program. We will then have status reports, agency reports, other business, public participation opportunities, and announcements, under which we will have the next ACAP meeting on June 25th, other non-agenda information, and then adjournment. Is there a motion to approve?
Make the motion. Can I do that?
You can.
All right. I make
motion
the motion.
Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Would you like for me to read the minutes from the 10-24 meeting?
Are they long?
Four pages.
Oh, never mind. It's okay. If you'll send them to me, I'll. Okay. Wait a minute, Jane. You probably sent it out with the.
Yeah, there was.
There's a link.
I can send it to you. There's a link to the website in the email. If you need another format, I can provide that.
Email's fine. If you could just send me the actual document.
Jane,
as a PDF or a Word doc or okay.
Yes,
either ma'am.
Is there any possibility that you could make one hard copy and bring it with you?
You bet.
For me.
You bet.
For each meeting.
You
for
bet.
The minutes.
We
yes.
Can do that.
Okay.
What size font do you like?
Maybe about 12-14.
Okay.
The agenda font's bigger this time.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
You can still read.
Yeah. And I can read this.
Do you?
Thank you.
Would you prefer a print copy?
Email.
No? Okay,
yeah,
email's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably about the only one that wants the hard copy. I just don't want to fool with a computer.
Okay.
I got internet, computer, and everything in my house. I don't know how to turn it on.
Oh, you need me.
Well, we will entertain approval of the minutes, if that's okay with everybody. Anybody want to make that motion?
So move.
Is there a second?
She read an okay. I say second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Jane, I will let you handle the amendments to the TMP.
Okay. Two agenda items for action today are the amendments to the 2040 Total Mobility Plan and the amendments to the Fiscal Year 2018 through 2021 Transportation Improvement Program. These amendments involve the same project, so I'm going to give one report, and you can either make a motion to endorse both amendments together, or you can treat them separately if you don't have the same opinion about both actions, or you can treat them separately anyway. The amendments for the long-range transportation plan, which is the 2040 total mobility plan, are to put the right-of-way and construction in the early cost span for the project of I-16 at State Route 307, which is Dean Forest Road. Right now, preliminary engineering has funding, but this is bringing the right-of-way and construction into the cost band one of the long-range transportation plan. Also, for the transportation improvement program, the proposal is to add funds to right-of-way and construction fiscal year 2018 for right-of-way and fiscal year 2020 for the construction. We have to make sure that these documents are financially balanced. And they will be, because funding is coming from there were some unused funds on the Islands Expressway Bridge Replacement Project. So those are being moved over. Those can be moved over if this is approved, onto the right-of-way for this I-16 at State Route 307 interchange. Also, the state has some what they call Z-001. They are federal, but the state decides how they get allocated. Though the state is willing to put those onto the right-of-way instruction, or the right-of-way at least. And then also, yeah, right-of-way and construction. And then the MPO has a balance of what we call Z-230 funds, which are federal, also called urban attributable funds, basically the pot that the MPO really has more control over. So we have a balance of those that we can put onto these phases for that. And therefore, the project will, the TIP and the Long Range Transportation Plan will remain financially balanced, even though we're including these new phases on this project. There is a public comment period underway so far. Wycota said last Thursday that she had not received any public comments. Staff is proposing that the ACAT endorse these amendments to the Total Mobility Plan and to the Transportation Improvement Program, and the MPO board will consider this on Wednesday at their meeting.
You had a question, Teresa?
I did have a question. Is this intersection in a community area, or is it like out away from a community?
Well, it's technically within the city of Garden City, but
That's not Dean Forest Road's I-16.
Yeah, I-16 interchange at Dean Forest Road.
Yeah. So, do they include any sidewalks or anything in those plans? I'm just curious.
I think they are considering a barrier separated path on this interchange reconstruction, because actually we have a bikeway on that road in our bikeway plan.
Oh, cool.
And
okay.
So they
pedestrian friendly.
Yeah, it would. I mean, if it's a barrier separated path, it would be used for both bicycles and pedestrians.
Okay, that was my question.
Garden City has their new town center near that interchange, so that was one reason for the bikeway, and it's a reason for the pedestrian improvements to be included, I would say.
Yeah. It'd be great for pedestrians and people in the community to be able to go to that center and for meetings. City meetings and stuff. I think it'd be great.
That's where City Hall is right there, and the entrance to
Southbridge development is across Dean Forest from the Garden City Town Center, and then there's a lot of distribution and trucking stuff on the north side of 16.
Yeah.
It's not a dense residential area, but Garden City is actually trying to sort of create a little town center there to make it slightly more dense.
Cool. Okay.
When you move north of 16, that's headed towards the airport.
Okay.
So there's a lot of industrial stuff up there.
Okay. I'm not real familiar with
south
area. I was just curious. Thank you.
Any other questions? You said you were moving some funds from Islands Expressway.
Yes, what happened was we had funds on that, but the city, state and county, the state had not done something in their system at the time that they were ready to let the project. And so the state went ahead and put, in order to release our funding, maybe because their TIP wasn't approved yet, that would allow our funds to be accessed. State substituted some funds on the Islands Expressway in order to let it go for whatever phase was being led at the time.
Right.
Was being done at the time. So that meant that the funds the MPO had on it were now not necessary on the Islands Expressway.
Okay.
Bridge replacement.
As long as the Tommy people aren't going to be. Okay. We might as well handle these together. So is there a motion to, we need a motion to, what,
recommend.
Agree with staff? What?
Recommend.
To endorse the amendments.
Yeah, okay. So entertain a motion to endorse both amendments.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All
right.
Opposed? Mr. Brown, could you give us a quick status report on what's going on with CAT and identified that we might be interested in?
That would be under
either one of you.
Agency reports.
Yeah. Oh, agency. Oh, not status. What are status reports then?
Sometimes we just have an update on something that.
Oh, on projects that are going.
But we don't have a status report.
Okay. Sorry. So then we'll go to agency reports. And then okay. If you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all.
Just informally, what's going on?
The latest on the arrival of our new vehicles, they're going to start arriving May 28th. That's the date set. We've already graduated a class of three a week or so ago, mm-hmm. and we have a class currently of another three going through the system now. They're in their first week.
Okay.
Second week, I believe.
Drivers. Right.
Drivers. Meaning they're on the
drivers,
road?
Drivers, yes.
No, they're in training.
Yeah.
As training.
Drivers are being trained.
Yeah, drivers are being trained. We also are, after this class, we're going to do a fixed route class and then probably two more additional paratransit operator classes. Mm-hmm. That'll alleviate some of the issues that we've been having. The main issue for us has been vehicles and operators, so sure. We're addressing that. We're also in training, our new software training. We're currently going through right now. We have four people going to Wichita for paratransit management training. That's happening actually right now, today, tomorrow.
Is that the
NTI?
NTI training.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
NTI okay. training. The goal is, well, let me back up a little bit. We have hired our transit, ADA paratransit call center manager. She's one of the ones going through the training. She has filled her staff positions, ADA eligibility coordinator, assistant eligibility coordinator.
And that's the training she's at today?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. We've also filled our lead scheduler, the call center manager, all those positions are filled, and we filled, most of those positions were filled from within.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you were.
Yes, all but one. The call center manager was from the outside.
Okay.
Everyone else was internal. We also have that, and now we're going to hire some new transit ambassadors, which she actually calls them now customer service advocates. So those are the folks that answer the phones. So mm-hmm. those folks that were hired for, they were external as well.
Okay.
Were
they mostly local? Or local
yes.
folks?
Yeah. Yes.
Hire the blind?
I'm sorry?
I said hire a blind person.
Oh.
That's a good point. Okay. That's good to know. Actually, I had someone mention to me for another position that they had someone that utilizes paratransit that they thought would be good as a administrative assistant, and I encouraged them to have them apply. So,
yeah.
Absolutely, we.
If I was younger, I'd apply.
Okay. So the goal is that by June, we'll have everyone trained. We'll have we have new software coming in the tablets in the vehicles, with the training, the software, and the personnel. It should be quite an improvement over
great.
What we've had in the past.
Are you
years.
Still using Ride Match?
Route Match, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We came back a couple weeks ago. We went to a Route Match training conference,
Route
users
Match,
conference, up in Atlanta. Pretty much the same people that are at the training, NTI training. All in an effort to make sure we optimize the software.
Yeah.
Upgrade.
I think there's been a lot of power there that we weren't really utilizing.
You're
past.
Right. Absolutely. We found that there's some things that we could be utilizing that we weren't with the
right.
software. And part of it would have to do with training.
Sure.
So the board approved new training, the software upgrade. So along with the tablets and the personnel and the vehicles, it I don't want to say it can't get worse, but it's going to get better.
Yeah.
It's going to
yeah.
get better. We
yeah.
realize that
yeah.
we have some shortcomings in the
Is the app
the
coming along?
The app is... It's kind of tied into our provider, which is Indra, there's some issues there. So we talked about that earlier, having the app accessible to the blind is one of the things avenues we're looking at, and as well as upgrading it in general because it doesn't have real-time information, doesn't have schedules on there. It just shows you where the bus is, and it shows the routes if they're logged in.
Well, that's helpful to me. I've used the app, and it's...
It works for you?
Yeah.
Good. And I don't want to sound like I'm talking down the app because we appreciate that we have it as well. It was a long time coming. We just know that it can be better.
I just hate to tie up the call center because if I'm standing there and I'm not sure if my bus has already passed me or what, I will call the call center, but if it saves me from having to interrupt them taking care of other callers, then I would prefer to do it on the app.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We want that as well.
What about for paratransit? I know there was some trouble or a lack of efficiency, I guess, with having a, you know, when you're looking for where your ride is, to, you know, where's my ride call,
mm-hmm.
It's just going to the scheduling line as opposed to another dedicated line, which they can get answered quicker. Is there, have you guys looked at that or?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are.
Go ahead.
They are, May 14th, they're going to go live, but they're going to have dispatcher/scheduling. They're going to have a dispatcher that will be answering all calls until 1 o'clock at
okay.
night. So you
and then
she'll direct the call to whether it's scheduling or
it will be them.
About.
If it's paratransit, they're the same department.
Yeah, they're going to be, we're taking it from downstairs from the fixed route and putting it
upstairs
in the call center in their own room.
Okay.
Dedicated to paratransit.
And they'll have access
dispatching,
to
dispatching, scheduling, the
CAT
whole
AVL system.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to see the paratransit bus, where the bus is.
Yeah.
And I would think at some point, maybe in the future, they would have a paratransit app that would be
mm-hmm.
where's my bus on
great.
The app itself. So
mm-hmm.
you can see
yeah,
where your ride is scheduled,
mm-hmm.
type in your name and find out what bus you're on and when the ETA is. I'm sure
yeah.
that's
and once we
and
get
make
the
sure
tablets,
they have the right address.
Right, yes, that does happen. And once we get the tablets up and going, which we have them now, we've got them installed in certain buses for training, but once we get them installed in all the vehicles, which all the new vehicles will have them, obviously, that's going to help tremendously as
yeah.
far as real-time scheduling.
Right, exactly.
When you say you're getting new buses, is that paratransit or is that
both?
Both.
Public
both.
Okay.
We're getting 28 paratransit vehicles, which are the cutaways, the larger ones, the
mm-hmm.
the better ones that we use that can accommodate probably, I think, three mobility
electric
aids.
Electric lift.
There's
a more stable
that's
lift.
One. And then
okay.
we're getting 18 fixed route buses plus two
great.
Trolleys.
Great.
So we're there's some exciting things happening as far as equipment this year.
Do you still go out to Tybee? The shuttle, or is that another service?
We don't go to Tybee.
Don't go there
no.
anymore.
I mean, paratransit may go to Tybee on
mm-hmm.
demand,
well,
right.
Georgia,
but we don't
Georgia
have a
Regional,
shuttle.
Not Georgia Regional. What
Coast,
is it? Coastal
Region.
Did have a shuttle that
they
went out there four times a day, and I didn't know if they still did that or not.
They may, but not Chatham Area Transit.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
I saw in the email that went out that the new fixed route buses you're getting are diesel buses.
Correct.
Are you looking at electric down the line, or
we are?
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we're looking at getting three electric buses and a fast charging station, and then the regular charge. Two fast charging stations, possibly, and the regular charging stations to enhance our fleet. We want to start off slow with a limited amount of buses to
sure.
see if how they were performing before we made a commitment. To transform the fleet or to get, you know, a bigger percentage of the fleet.
So 3 out of 18 are electric?
No, this is separate.
Oh, so that
this
was
is, yeah,
when
this
you
is
do
addition,
get the electric
additions.
Ones, I would appreciate it if you would
noise.
Make sure they have
they
the
noise have
maker
noise.
On the front.
Yes.
Already
yes.
talked about.
Yes, so. Pam brought that up earlier.
Thank you.
I did an interview with TOC about that.
Okay.
It aired this past Monday, but it was about the city of Savannah getting electric cars. And I mentioned to her that Kat was talking about electric buses, so we kind of rolled it in. But, yeah, they're quite aware that that is a bad issue
mm-hmm.
for blind and visually impaired people.
Absolutely.
My dog will look, and most of the time I know it's the bus because he's excited because he wants to go on the bus. But if it were just me with my cane,
mm-hmm.
would I see it?
Right. And I'm really glad you brought that up too, Pam, because that's something that you don't really think about. As
right.
much, I mean, you do think, you know, what can we do, ADA accessible, this and that, but you don't think about, until you mentioned
it,
it really didn't
it
dawn on me that that
it wouldn't be something that
issue.
You would fathom, because
right.
it's not going to affect you.
Right.
So it's up to people like myself
right.
to bring it up, to let
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, they can
and
invent all kind of things.
And it's a
but
big,
it's going to be a problem for somebody.
Yeah,
it's a
no,
big
right.
vehicle, you would think it would make some noise, but
yeah.
they don't always.
Yeah, and I mean, the tires rotating on the asphalt mm-hmm. is a noise, but it's harder to keep
that's
into
right.
that sound
right.
yeah.
as opposed to hearing an engine
mm-hmm.
come.
Exactly.
Now, I did tell them, according to what TOC's reporter told me, she did some research, as of 2019, any new electric cars or buses or whatever vehicles invented, they're going to have to be mandated to have some kind of sign.
Exactly.
I remember
good
this,
advocacy.
They started.
Yes, I agree.
They started that conversation when the Prius first came.
Yes, and somebody got hit.
Yep, that's right. People were, and the first people getting hit were not blind or low.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, because you don't hear it, so you don't look, and
right.
Pop.
Bam.
Yeah.
Blind and low vision are probably more careful about that.
That's
stuff.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We listen really hard.
Neil, I know we had talked about some disability etiquette training.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys discussed that in your group?
I think that
yeah.
you were talking with Denise.
Denise,
about
yes.
That.
I have her put her in contact with our training manager.
Good.
And so they can work out some time so they can get that done. We're very interested in that and
good.
Excited about it. We know the value in it. So, yes, that will happen. So.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to grill you.
That's okay.
We have lots of questions.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
When you got the horse's mouth here, you want to
yeah.
ask as many questions as you can.
I do understand. I do understand.
Great. Any other questions? Any other business? Neil, did you... Any you want to share anything from life? Is there anything going on?
Well, so I spent all morning, well not all morning because I haven't been around my coworkers that much, but I've spent the limited time around them complaining about my schedule. I've been on the road. Last week I was in Atlanta, so I didn't see home for 10 straight days.
Wow.
Which you don't appreciate. You look at your clothing, you think you have 10 days worth of clothes.
No.
Yeah, there's certain things you don't have 10 days worth of clothing necessarily. And I had access to a washing machine on the front end and on the back end, so I was able to stretch that out. And some of that was personal travel, but then I'm headed again to, I have to go to Gainesville, Georgia for another meeting for Thursday and Friday. So I said that I will be stationary, absent them marching me somewhere at the point of a gun for the entire month of May.
Good.
That said, we had our celebrabilities this month, and that went really well. Thank you for everybody. Anybody who participated, I thought that went, as I said, really well. Talked about it briefly at the ADA focus group. I thought the key to it was the collaborative opportunities. We sat in because it wasn't as well attended as we would like, but you know, I also have, being completely ignorant of things, I think that we're going to put out a flyer and 500 people are going to show up, and it was like, well, it was a lot bigger than it was last year.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that'll work. So that's what we're doing.
I
trying to build.
I think you had a good crowd there.
We did. And I mean, I think as people become more and more aware of all the resources that we are able to get together, and that was the big success, is that I'd say 38, but it might have ended up at 40 vendors. It was a lot of vendors. Mm-hmm. And that meant that when people did come out, they had access to all sorts of resources, and also that we all had the opportunity to talk. And one of our somebody who was running for office came out. I don't know if you guys met Lisa Rang. She was very nice. We are an apolitical organization, but the invite went out to
everybody,
to everyone, yep. And she was the one who showed up. That's all
that,
I'll say.
That says something.
I think that, and she's also, when I've reached back out to her about talking about some other issues, she said she'll make time. So that's, I think, half the battle with respect to elected representatives is to remind them that they are representatives.
She's not in office now.
She's not. She's going to be running. She's running against Buddy Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been in discussions with his, a couple of his reps showed up at a central rehabilitation community collaborative, which is mental health. And I started a conversation with them back in November about attending, and he ended up having a conflict, so he couldn't come. But again, it was a great event. My biggest takeaway about that was that there are a lot of resources in this community, and a lot of resources that are really proactive and wanting to participate. We are consumer directed, and I think that a lot of our organizations, we cannot spend money, and you guys can't be spending your limited money trying to convince people to use your services.
Sure.
And so the more education we can get with respect to my coworkers, the more we can put out on our webpage, I think the better off we are. So hopefully one of the takeaways with that is that we got connected with other organizations. I know that Annika and I communicate quite a bit about when something goes up on Savannah Center's webpage, we try to make sure it's on our webpage as well. Because if someone has a disability, they are one of our consumers potentially. So it doesn't matter what disability we're talking about. And if they have something, we'll link to it, because we don't have the manpower or the finances to be able to serve this entire population.
Well, I think next time we have an event, Mark Schneider had sent a message to Fran Todd, and Fran did not see her message, and so we were supposed to participate, but we didn't get the call back until it was too late.
Okay.
So I'll have her call you next time.
Yeah, that'd be great. And one of the reasons Fran was running point is I think that looking around this room, I would imagine I'm not alone in this. I'm clearing about 45 to 60 emails a day, and I am very rarely in my office, which means this little tiny screen on my phone is how I'm viewing all those email messages. And there's a lot of, I'll read that later, and 4 months later when I'm cleaning out.
Oh, I found that.
Yeah, it's funny because I'll finally have a down day, and all of a sudden all my coworkers will start getting emails. Hey, by the way, did you take care of this meeting? Yeah, that was 2 months ago. I know, but did you go? I just wanted the confirmation on that. So I think it was an excellent opportunity, and again, it showcased, and I want to kind of reiterate that with everybody here, which is if you have something you want us to blast out, we're more than happy to do so. If there's a training you feel like would be good for our consumers to participate in, or even some of my coworkers to participate in, or me to participate in. I'm not pretending that I'm so busy I can't make some time for things. That please just let us know, and the more advanced notice we have, the more we can circulate among everybody.
Good. I've seen you most every time I've been by the center, by life.
Yeah.
Annika, is there anything you wanted to share with you guys?
Neil, I had an excellent time. I was able to network with a lot of people,
good,
which in turn actually gave us some clients. And, you know, everyone knows someone who needs a service, so it was a great networking opportunity. We have a lot going on at Savannah Center for Blind and Low Vision. We just hired a new orientation and mobility specialist who will be teaching our clients how to travel safely and independently using CAT services. This is Mr. Dean. He's new with us.
Hello.
We brought him to introduce you guys to him. So that's why he's one of our new orientation mobility specialists just started with us, and we're excited to have him on board.
Excellent.
We also have coming up this Friday, we have our vision luncheon. So we invited anybody who wants to attend. It's a free event. And we just talk about the center and what all we do there. We're having it this Friday at 12 o'clock.
I'm setting up Telluride for 11.
Yeah,
because I missed it last time.
Missed it, yeah. So we're definitely having it this Friday going on, and I've been to one. I won't be to this one. I'm actually on vacation the rest of this week, but it's supposed to be a great turnout. And if anyone passed town, Neil, I know. I think Leslie sent you an invite.
I'm stuck in Gainesville.
I got to get my Telluride set up.
Definitely let me know. Yeah, so I'll put you down on that. But it's supposed to be a great event. We just kind of talk about the center and what we do, just trying to get our name out there. So if you know anyone in need of any of our services, just send them on. It's pretty easy, standard intake process. We also have this summer, I'm really excited about, we having a teen workshop, where we're taking teens between the ages of 14 and 17 for 2 weeks. They're going to be in-house, so we're actually renting a place. And we're going to teach them orientation and mobility, everyday living skills, but we're teaching them to that step after school, going to college, going for jobs. So we're having this workshop for 2 weeks, and we're focusing on that. So we're looking for speakers, anybody, ever with any children with disabilities, please come out. I'll be sending you guys some advice. I definitely want someone from American Disability Act to kind of come and talk on it.
Sure.
CAG, you know, we're just looking for some speakers to come out and speak with them, you know, about life after school. What are
right.
you going to do after school?
Right.
I got somebody from voter registration. We're going to be doing mock interviews. We're going to take them on trips.
So we also have the volunteer, they're going to do a volunteer for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have that going on. It's a lot of community activities, a lot of community experiences
mm-hmm.
away from the parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd be surprised. I just moved down from Washington, D.C., so I've been teaching at Washington, D.C. For a couple years. So I ran a couple programs like this, and the idea is just kind of, like Annika's saying, just kind of plant that seed in their head and probably let them know honestly how difficult it might be,
right?
By having the real speakers come in,
yeah.
you know, we're going to go to the university, to the disability center, and even the people with disabilities don't know that what their rights are.
Sure,
legal, you know, for
sure.
accommodations, things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Prep them, start thinking about these things when they're 13. Because my experience, unfortunately, with the process is I've been working with adults mostly. It takes a while,
mm-hmm.
especially with voc rehab. But if you get it while you're 14, 15, 16, and when you're still in the educational umbrella,
right.
mm-hmm.
you have a little bit better chances to get some traction.
Right.
You're not having to reinvent yourself yet after vision loss later in life. But you don't know what's out there if you're just kind of don't know. So we're just trying to cover everything about being independent. I know as in mobility and independent living skills structure, we're going to focus a lot on doing stuff at the home, a lot of cooking skills, because cooking's a big thing that
sure.
Young people don't do.
Mm-hmm, right.
Doesn't
yeah.
matter vision loss or not. They're just
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
life
sure.
stuff that, you know,
yeah.
that people don't
yeah.
do anymore.
Yeah.
That accessible and introducing both academics and vocational
mm-hmm.
ideas. Would it, you know, I get it all the time. Clients come to me and say, "Hey, I want to, you know, I want to be a newspaper reporter." I'm like, "That's great. I mean, that's cool. I mean, what's your academic background and how good are you at computer?"
Yeah.
Like, "Oh, you have to use a computer for that?" Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. So that's our goal is kind of to get this good foundations. And then maybe we've been talking about future years and maybe where they come in. Where the program I helped run in D.C. is we did an internship program. So these kids have had a lot of training like this. And I think this is more kids that haven't had that training. But they've had some skills where they come and do. We do 2-week internship in Washington D.C. and we have some pretty awesome internships.
Yeah.
Like I worked with the Office of Disability Rights with my kid, and he was given a project and he was, you know, calling people and setting up. Actually, I started White Cane Day up there, and he helped set that up, calling all the politicians to show up and things like that. So, but I think our goal is to finally maybe even go from a volunteer to like an internship.
This year is volunteer. This year we're doing 3 days of volunteering. Next year we're hoping to do internships for the next
work.
So what's the time frame on this workshop?
June 10th through June 23rd. 2 weeks.
Do you have any idea how many kids you're going to have? At
we're trying to do 10 kids this year. This is our first year actually doing it. So we're trying to do 10 kids this year. And they're coming through voc rehab. So 10 at the max. We're hoping to get at least 10. To start it out.
And you're housing them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for the 2 weeks.
And it says 14 to 17.
Away from
it's really important to get them away from their
family. Yeah, they're going to be away from
let them figure out what independence
yes.
is really about. Yes,
2 weeks, they're dropping them off on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So
Yahoo!
For 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. You know, about Wednesday, you're going to have some homes.
Mama,
come get me.
Well, I bet your parents have to go for that.
Oh, yeah, you're local?
No, they're not all local.
Okay.
So they're coming from all over Georgia.
Good.
Okay.
It's been we've been working with what we have in Bainbridge and
good
and Statesboro. We've been working with different programs, so they're coming from all over. We may have one or two local, but for the most part, they're going to be
okay. So
up.
I'd love to loop in with you on that because we're running a summer program. We're doing 2 separate sections. It's, I think, 6-week class, and it's kind of there's going to be optional outings, and there's going to be, I think it's a lot of peer support and stuff like that. Sandra's running that program.
Okay.
So, and in addition to that, I'd like to make sure that when you're in front of them, that you that we can get you the materials for the respective centers for independent living
okay.
in their areas because
right.
there's
right.
a,
right.
Yeah.
there are huge gaps in the in service areas, but I'm guessing that a lot of them will be under the umbrella of some, and I know all the center directors,
mm-hmm.
so I can loop people in and make sure we get all the
that's awesome.
All the materials that we need to them as well.
Mr. Brown,
yes, ma'am.
I would also think, I don't know if you're Mr. Dean, is that
yes,
correct?
Mm-hmm.
If you all have connected, but with the travel training,
mm-hmm.
he might be someone.
That's
what
I'm
wrong.
There you go.
Yeah.
We actually met at the
the
light thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. We chatted a little
yeah.
bit there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to be doing some travel training, trying
mm-hmm.
to get people
absolutely.
From para to fix routes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you would work out well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did the travel training with Washington D.C.
Right.
WMATA training. So
right.
yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've assisted up there with the Washington D.C. version.
Cool.
So
okay.
everyone happy to get on board.
I'm glad
yeah.
you're in the area.
It's always good.
Me too.
Yeah.
In the same room.
Yeah. Now you're going to be kind of doing some of the same things that Fabian does, or no?
He is exactly
yes.
what Fabian is and more.
BRTN
okay.
plus
O&M.
He's an O&M
yeah.
instructor.
BRTN
yeah.
Wow, all these guys coming in with these multiple
mm-hmm.
trainings. Yeah.
yeah.
And your name is. What
right.
is his name again?
Dean.
Dean.
Is that your first or last name?
First name is Dean, last name is Stonecipher.
Okay.
Stone
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I think I get to briefly meet you. Were you at the ORCAM?
Yes.
Yeah, I might
yeah.
have just really quick.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But now you're a member of the
Savannah Council of the Blind.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah, because I wanted to join that. I wanted to join your organization also.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Okay. So we'll talk.
Yeah, good deal.
Cool.
Boy, it's been a busy week this for
yes.
Savannah Council
yeah.
of Blind. I had a question that went right over my head. Never mind.
Is there Savannah Council for the Blind? Is that the one that meets on Thursdays?
The first Thursday of the month. But we'll be in Gainesville. That's what I was going to ask. Are you going to the Georgia Council of the Blind convention?
I am not. I've got a SOAC meeting. So statewide.
Is that the first weekend, first like the 3rd through the 4th? Is that when you're going to be? In Gainesville?
No, I'm going to be in Gainesville the 25th
oh, okay.
and 26th
oh,
of this month.
Too bad I was going to invite you. We have our convention,
mm-hmm.
so our regular meeting will not be held the first Thursday. But we
when
also...
When's the state convention?
The state convention's in Gainesville, Georgia.
Or it'll be the 3rd and 4th?
Yeah, 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
4th,
I'll be at the NFB National Convention in Orlando.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind going to that one either. We kind of cross over now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
We call Savannah, NFB, and ACB are very collaborative.
Oh, good.
We work on everything together. Plus, we try to include the center when it's available to help us. So, and we want to collaborate on a White Cane Day event this year.
Okay.
So we want to get you hooked in early.
Do you guys do
you
one here?
Too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We used to do a march, but it got where you had to pay the security first. The gentleman that used to be the CAP board president, Pete LaCapis,
yeah.
he used to take care of it. But now we have to pay for 3 officers, so we just do a meeting or, and hand out flyers and talk to people down in the squares
mm-hmm.
and catch
yeah.
people walking around to tell them about it. Fabian, I'll tell you,
mm-hmm.
his first experience with me,
mm-hmm.
I was trying to hand a flyer to a statue.
Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Any
just
other,
stoic, right?
Any
yeah.
other business?
Oh, I just had one more.
Sure.
We have this. Is it Wednesday? I'm confused with all the stuff we have on. This Wednesday we have New Eyes. It's
I'm coming to that.
We have it's a e-glass. E-glasses supposed to help people visually impaired see.
Is that like the Orca?
No, it's actually a little different. They have magnification that goes up to 12 times what your normal vision is. Dean and I actually went to do a presentation, and it helped a few of our clients see better and stuff. So we're inviting
So you have to have some usable
vision.
Yeah.
They do have the OCR, like the ORCAM on it, but this is more, it'll help read and things like that. So
okay.
We're having a presentation at Memorial Hospital in the Education Building on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Adam Palmer, who's the president of New Eyes, is coming. And next month, I'm not sure if you guys heard of eSight, but in May, we're having eSight come. That's another pair of glasses, and they're going to be May 26th at the center, at our center. And it does pretty much the same thing, but their vision, they're actually able to maximize your usable vision up to 24 times. And so that's another one. That's
wow.
And it's an OCR, too.
Yeah, and it's an OCR.
What does OCR actually stand for?
Optical character reader.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear it all the time, and I never think to ask.
That's
going to
be 11 to 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Michelle, I might miss around in here and get back to see something. As soon as I do, I'm going to drive a car.
Look out.
Let me know when you do that.
Come pick you up, James.
I think probably once every 2 weeks, Denise tries to convince me to take the car out.
Yeah. Oh, but we're about to get our car, because as soon as they invent them self-driving cars, we're going to be gone.
That's right.
That reminds me, we need to get you guys.
Everybody laughing
for
that.
I'm going
to hit me one of them cars.
Yep, very much so.
Okay,
love to be involved
awesome.
With that. What's the date on that?
Somewhere around October 15th. It depends on what day of the week it is and that kind of
stuff. Anybody else? All right, under announcements, the next meeting will be June 25th at 1 p.m. right here.
Okay. And hopefully we'll have a quorum.
Hopefully we'll have a quorum. Under non-agenda information, administrative modification to the 2018-21 TIP.
That was attached for information that concerned the state took an unused earmark and had added it to funding the I-16 widening.
Okay. So if that's nobody has anything else to add, we will entertain adjournment. Somebody want to move, we adjourn.
I'd like to adjourn.
Second?
Second now.
All in favor?
Hi.
Thank you all so very much for being here. I really appreciate it.